Johnny, ladies and gentlemen, winding it down. Really, no better guest to have to help us get it out as far as the end of the show than my next guest. You know him well. Kevin LaValle, what a job he does. He is the town clerk of the great town of Brookhaven. Nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here on a Wednesday morning in the studio, I might add. And we say a very good morning to Mr. LaValle. Kevin, how are you?
Jay, always great to be with you. You know, did this a few times with you as councilman, now first time as town clerk. So always great to be on with you.
You know, I tell you, buddy, it's been a while. And everything else, I remember the special election, Donna retired, in comes Kevin. It's been seamless, it seems. You are the right man for the job. Tell me how that has been for you.
Well, it's been a lot of work. You know, it's been about a year and a half since I've been in office. And really, when you first get into office, especially a town clerk's office, the townwide seat, it's a basically a 30-person department. I could tell you tens of thousands of residents use the office every year for various different things. Staff has been amazing, but really getting in there at first is really taking a look at what was going on, figuring out what we can do better and how we could bring government to the people, because that's the real key of what the town clerk does. We secure and maintain all the records and information of the town, but it's also the distribution of that information and how we go about getting the information out to residents efficiently and safely. And, you know, it's been a monumental task, but my staff and everybody that's involved within that office has done a great job, and it's been really exciting for the last year and a half.
You know, that's an excellent point. I think we don't appreciate what a town clerk does. I mean, you do a tremendous job, but the office is so important. If you can elaborate a little bit, Kevin, as far as tell the audience, I mean, you mentioned the records and the documents. I mean, that's all stored there. And if an individual needs a document of some sort, you know, you got to be up and ready, but it's a very important position, if you can explain.
Yeah, well, we maintain birth certificates, death certificates, marriage licenses. You know, we work with the disabled by providing disability parking passes. We give out over between renewals and new passes that we have over 10,000 a year. We give out over 4,000 birth certificates a year, 3,500 death certificates, 2,100 marriage licenses. This is an office that really is going all the time. Well over 150 residents come to our office every day, and that doesn't even include what we get mailed, what we do through our technology and our internet-based programs that we have. So it's an office that goes, and you know, a big thing is really what we've tried to work on is trying to work on the technology that we have in the office to be able to make it easier for residents to access that information and be able to access that information from home. So that's been a big focus on what we've been trying to do.
That's great stuff. Kevin LaValle with us. Kevin was a town councilman forever and then made the transition. A lot of transition, Kev, because Ed Romaine takes the county executive seat. In comes Dan Panico, who was the deputy for so long. And it seems like, you know, I keep using the word seamless. I mean, it seems like it's so smooth, you know, everybody's role and everything else. How has that been for you? Councilman to clerk, big change, big transition. How did you handle the mindset there?
Well, it's been great. I mean, in town of Brookhaven, we've had a solid team for years. You know, having the ability to work with Ed Romaine for 9 years as a town councilman has been great. Was great. You know, accomplished such a great amount within the 3rd District while we were there. Built the largest park in the history of the town in Selden. 4 baseball fields, 2 roller and deck hockey rinks, multi-purpose field, tennis. Everything that we built there, having the ability to bring in a great entertainment use like Topgolf, being able to work with all small businesses. It was a great experience in my life having that opportunity. But to the town board, having the opportunity to work with Dan Panico, Jane Bonner, Neil Foley, Mike Lagercio, we've been together for a long time. So when the transition happened, it really, you know, really went very easily. Dan has been doing a great job trying to manage the town. It's a monumental job. I mean, town of Brookhaven, 480,000 people, largest geographic township. There's so much going on. to take over that spot. He's really relied on his council people. He's worked with me in the clerk's office, and it's really been we've done a lot of good things. I know, Jay, you probably have talked about it, but consolidating the planning board into the town board, huge initiative that everybody had to come together to pull that off, and so far, so good in that transition.
Yeah, remember we had the trio in. Wasn't that long ago. Actually, we had Dan in too. Jane was here. Mike, and of course, the great Neil Foley. A lot of fun. We talked about so many things as far as Brookhaven is concerned. And, you know, it just seems like such a well-run machine over the years. Listen, Eddie heads over to the county executive spot. And you don't lose a beat. You really don't with Panico there. I'll tell you that much. And, we love the board, and we love the fact that you've made that transition now. So I think the folks at Brookhaven have to be pretty happy, pretty pleased as far as how their government is being run.
Well, we hope so. Every day, we always try to put the residents first with what we do. I know within the clerk's office right now, as I said, one of the busiest offices we have within the town.
Yeah.
And what we try to do every day is from top to bottom, we work with everybody that comes in, try to make it easier, try to make it better every day. And I think that's been the focus, whether it's been the clerk's office, the highway department with Danny LaSquadro, supervisor, the council people, that's been our focus. And that's why, we've been so successful for well over a decade at this point.
No question. Kevin LaValle with us, trying to get into the intricacies of the clerk's office, town clerk's office. Kevin, if somebody listening out there, let's say that they're getting married, let's say one needs a parking pass, disability one. Let's say somebody needs a birth certificate. I mean, these are all things that they would go to see as far as the clerk is concerned, correct?
Yes, Jay. I think the big thing that we try to get out there, there's various things, using technology. You don't necessarily have to come to town hall to get these documents. We're working very hard to try to increase the technological abilities that we have so residents could do things from home. If you need a birth certificate, you need a death certificate, you could go online to Vital Check. You go online to the town website, go to the clerks. We have a program called Vital Check that residents could get that from their homes. One of the big initiatives that we just started this year is one of the things people may not know, because every clerk's office is a little different, is we're in charge of all the five marinas that we have in the town of Brookhaven, putting people in slips, doing renewals. Over 720 slips we're involved with. Just this year, the first time ever in the town's history, this used to all be done by paper. We set up a brand new system where residents that have boat slips can do their renewals right online from the comfort of their own home, pay on their credit cards, pay with their bank accounts, and they don't have to, get mailed all these different applications and everything else. It was just a very, very easy way to really make it simpler for residents to be able to get their boat slips. It's a new initiative that we worked on. We're also working on another initiative right now for developers and builders that right now they would have to bring paper applications in when they were filing. No longer will that be the case. They'll be able to do that from their offices. I think it goes along with what the supervisor tried to start with consolidating the planning board and the town board is make things more efficient, make things easier for people who want to do business in Brookhaven. And from the clerk's angle, one of the things is make it easier that they don't have to drive all the way to Farmingville, that give them that opportunity.
That's great stuff. And it seems like the nuances, Kevin LaValle, as far as technology, make it a lot better for folks, right? Back in the day, you'd have to get in the car, you'd have to drive down, the kids and everything else. You got to make sure you co-align it with school pickup and everything else. Make sure you get to the clerk's office. You don't have to do that anymore. Because of the advancements, you do it out of your house now, right?
Yeah, well, that's been the key. And, I got into office. One of the things that I immediately saw is the clerk's office used 9 different programs to do business every day. 3 required by the state. So it was 6 different programs the town had. And I kind of looked at it and said, this is not workable. You can't have employees working on six different programs. Right now, there's a huge initiative going on throughout the town. We're bringing in a new system called Infor that all the town departments are working together. The town clerk's office is obviously essential to that transformation because we control all the records, all the information. And this will be a program that we put in that will certainly make it a lot easier for people to do business, for residents to access information. This is something we're hoping to roll out in 2025. We're in the process of transitioning through this. Working with the IT department has been absolutely critical. They, you know, obviously when you're moving technology-wise, you also have to talk about security. And trying to make those changes, the IT department has done a heck of a job trying to set this up, making sure that everything is done safely, securely, and efficiently. So that is something I'm hoping when we come back and we unveil that, I'll be able to sit here and come in and talk with you again on.
Yeah, it'd be great. Kevin LaValle with us. He is the Brookhaven town clerk, does a great job. You knew Kevin for a long time on that town board, but it's been a seamless transition. What about taxes? Because a lot of people ask about town clerk's role, receiver of taxes. Do you work in conjunction with that? How is that set up?
We work at the receiver of taxes, Lou Marcosha, who does a great job. He really handles that with our assessor. You know, as far as the town clerk, if they ever need any information that we need to help out with them, we're always there to help out and assist any town department, whether it be the highway department, if they need older records or whatever they do, whatever they need as far as projects they're working on. So we work hand in hand, all the elected officials and department heads. So we do our little piece in everything that goes on in the town of Brookhaven.
Excellent. Excellent. Good to know there. Anybody has any questions, by the way, you go to the website, folks. You go to brookhavenny.gov/town clerk. And you could call the office, too, at 451. I think I got the number right here. 451-9101, Kev.
Yes, that's it.
631-451-9101. He's got a great staff. They'll assist you with whatever you need. And there's always going to be a lot of questions. There really is. So it's so important because, you know, documents, whatever the crux of the document, you know, as we mentioned, a birth certificate, death certificate, getting married, that type of thing. This is all done through the clerk's office. And that's why it is a vital and such an important post as far as make sure that everybody is kept in check and whatnot. And listen, it's one of the largest in play in the state as far as the township of Brookhaven is concerned. So, you know, let's kind of keep that in mind and everything else. Kevin, it seems like you're really enjoying it. You're really enjoying the post. I mean, could you have ever imagined back in the day where, you know, you jumped into this role and it just seems like, you know, like it's just another day at the office, but it seems like you're really into it.
Yeah, it's been exciting. You know, obviously being a councilman for 9 years, yeah. That was great. Having the opportunity to represent the area I grew up in was a great honor. Now being able to take a townwide post and lead a department. You know, I take great pride in that because this is an important role that we play, as you mentioned, town clerks. It's maybe not one of the ones that is recognized as other roles in the town, but behind the scenes, we play a very critical role of how our whole town operates. I mean, right now, Jay, and I'll give you another thing we're working on that we're excited about right now, is we're actually renovating our record center in Bellport right now. It's a $5.6 million renovation where we're upgrading our security, we're adding a vault where we can store historic records. The whole goal of this, and going back to talking about taxes, is giving villages, which a lot of these villages, they store their records, you know, wherever they can. Things are shoved in here and there, and they really don't have a place. We're going to go out to our villages and other townships and talk about having them store their records with us in a safe, secure environment. We have a vault area that we're going to be working with our historic societies and try to house all the history of the town of Brookhaven under one roof in an environment that, you know, for these historic records, if you just leave them out in some room that's here, you know, they waste away, they fall apart. This is the things we're doing. And this is, you know, all of this renovation, $5.6 million is all grant funded. So it's not taxpayer money that's going into it, but it's also reaching out. We're hoping by doing this, villages don't have to add to their record centers. They don't have to do this. So it helps the cost of government go down, whether it be in the township, in the villages, or in other townships, because storage space of records, the retention of certain records, some of them are lifetimes, some of them are 7 years, but you need to have the space to hold those records. You know, we're getting ready to sit down. I believe next week we'll be sitting down with every village mayor talking about what we can do, because we're getting ready in the next month to wrap up the renovations at the Record Center in Belport. The unveiling and press conference probably about 2 months out, because we have some things we want to just finish up before we go there. But we're reaching out, and that's what we're trying to do, make government easier, make it working between each level of government. It's going to be a great opportunity for us as a township and for our villages and other towns to work together.
You know, I tell you, I love the vault idea because, you know, archives and everything else, we see it, you know, on a top scale with presidential records and everything else. But you know what? I love the idea of the vault because it really kind of secures important information, as you put it. And especially in this day and age, you know, where things get compromised and everything else. And of course, we saw the mess over on September the 8th with that cyber stuff. You know what? You can't be too secure. I love the idea of this vault thing.
Well, Jay, we just celebrated it. Just to think how old Brookhaven Town is, just a few days ago, the 369th anniversary of the founding of the town of Brookhaven.
Wow.
So you think about that. We had Founders Day just a few days ago. But you think about all that history that we have within the town is amazing. And, you know, we have the original Doggin patent. That's within my office right now in Town Hall. It's something that we're going to be putting in the vault. It was what established our town. Amazing historic document that we have. But that vault area is climate control. That's why we want to start reaching out to the historic societies, our libraries. Let's bring all the history of the town of Brookhaven under one roof. And people can access it. Obviously, you know, it's going to be in a record center. People, you know, whether it's historians, anybody can access it. Because I think a lot of these historic societies may not even know a lot of the stuff they have, and they haven't looked at it in a year because it's been in storage. So I'm very, very much looking forward to working with our town historian, Barbara Russell, on working with the historic societies to document the historic papers that we have and bring it all under one roof and make sure that the history of our town is preserved for many, many years to come.
You know, you gave me an idea for a show, a segment at least, and that is to do a little bit of the history of Brookhaven. I did not realize 369 years. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, we could get Barbara Russell on here. I could tell you I sit with Barbara all the time now talking about record retention, talking about the history, what has to be done to make sure certain records are preserved so they don't deteriorate. And, you know, it's amazing to sit and talk with her. Literally just this past weekend, we were at the Davis House. Davis House used to be Town Hall back in the late 1800s. It just got restored. Great work by many different levels of government, but I have to really give a shout out to my colleague on the board, Jane Bonner, for all the work she's done for years. But to restore the Davis House, old Town Hall, I actually sat in the room that was the former clerk's office back in 1891 and sat behind the desk of the clerk that was there on that day. So that's a great piece of history that we were able to restore.
Wow.
And bring back. You know, I think, Jay, big thing is my dad always told me, you know, you don't know where you're going unless you know where you've been. And that's a lot of the role of preserving this history in the town, is making sure we know where we've been, and this is it, now we know where we're going. And so that's a real key of what we try to do in the clerk's office.
Let's put that on the calendar at some point. You and I will have a discussion. We'll have Barbara on and go over a little bit of the history. I think a lot of people would find it fascinating. I would. I'm a buff of history, you know, so I love that type of stuff. You know, the origins and everything else. That'll be a lot of fun, Kevin, to delve into. We're going to do that.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. I look forward to that.
So we'll look forward to that. I want to give out the site again. Any questions, folks, you go to the website for the town clerk. It's brookhavenny.gov/town clerk. All you can find there, all you know, it's great information. And any questions, you can make a phone call at 631-451-9101. Kevin, with a great staff there, I'll answer any questions you have, and I'm sure there'll be plenty. Now, what we're going to do right now is I'm going to break away. We're going to do a little traffic and weather, Kevin, and you're going to get ready to record. So I wanted to cut short this this interview for that, if you don't mind, my friend.
Sure, sure.
So because we have a show coming up at 9 for us. And I can't thank you enough for popping in here. It's great having you on. Great to do a little catch up. Let's make it a regular thing. How's that?
Jay, that would be great. Now I'm going to throw one plug in. I just heard Supervisor Saladino talking about the great concert series they have coming up. Let's not forget what's going on at Catholic Health Amphitheater this summer. The Fest is coming back on July 6th with Walker Hayes. Tickets are on sale for $9.61 for the lawn seats. We're getting ready to make history again. Speaking of history at the amphitheater, we've had James Brown there, Frankie Valli, Toby Keith. You know, another year where we're going to have some sensational acts. So had to throw in a plug there for what we have coming up in the town of Brookhaven.
That's a good job on your end. Saladino always tries to squeeze something in. Behind me here, so it's like, be careful, Joe. Be careful. I got something better here. It's in Brookhaven. So
absolutely.
Let's not forget that. No, it's a great lineup, and of course, we love coupling with the town and JVC Broadcasting and the lineup of some of the great artists in the world coming to our neck of the woods. This is the time of the year, you know, you get the lineup, you start salivating. Because, you know, it's just something to behold. So Kevin's right and everything else. The tickets are so reasonable. Oh, my goodness. It's just a great time to be had over at the amphitheater. Listen, always a great time having you in, my friend. When I'm up, we'll do some lunch and everything else. It'll be great. But I love having you on, and I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Jay. Always great to be here.